Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today. Therapy Chat Podcast, episode 456.
This is the Therapy Chat Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC.
Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and wow, it's been a week here in the U.S. I'm feeling a lot, and if you're feeling a lot, I'm with you. I just want to remind you that we have each other, and trauma therapists, you are needed more than ever, so I'm going to be reopening the doors to Trauma Therapist Network around the Thanksgiving holiday time in the U.S., and really hope that some of you who want to support trauma survivors and receive support yourselves and community will join us, because it's a beautiful space. Clients need you, and we can do more when we have spaces to be together with others who understand our work, who care about our clients, and those who are the most vulnerable in our society. And it's a meaningful place, and it's a meaningful way to support yourself in our work. So look for information on that coming if you're on my email list, or I'll be posting about it on social media at the end of November. And I'll probably keep it open through the end of December, most likely, because I want to give as many people as possible a chance to join. I'll offer a special deal, because I really feel that we need to boost our numbers of members for the good of human rights and people who need our help. With that said, I feel that talking about women's health is extremely important. And my guest today is a friend, and she's also a professional colleague of mine and my personal pelvic floor physical therapist as well, Dr. Gina Hahn. We're going to talk about what pelvic floor physical therapy is, who needs it, who benefits from it. It's not just for those identifying as female or those who have given birth. It's for male identifying people as well. And of course, people who identify as non-binary or trans. It's an amazing resource that is not that well known about and understood. I often refer clients for pelvic floor PT, and they are like, why? And that's what we're going to talk about in this conversation. Gina and I talked about what pelvic floor PT is, how it helps, how the pelvic floor and our emotional health, including trauma and physical trauma as well, to the body, birth trauma, and so many other experiences can really impact our pelvic floor, and then how that factors into our long-term health and well-being, longevity. You have to wonder why more people don't know about this important aspect of health. So you will know more about it by the time you finish listening to our conversation. And I love Gina's really down-to-earth way of explaining things. This is connected to the conversations that you've heard in the past few episodes with Dr. Rachel Rubin, who Gina has also studied with, and Aaron Spar, and all of the talks that we've had about hormones and menopause and the women's health. And I'm using women's health loosely, but the topics that relate to our bodies and our physical well-being and how it connects to our mental well-being and our sense of empowerment, which is really what this podcast is about, empowering people with information that they can use to go outside of what the ordinary things are that people hear about, and as far as healing goes, and learn some of the more nuanced ways that healing can be found. So I hope you'll find this helpful, beneficial, potentially. Maybe you'll decide that you want to get pelvic floor PT as well. I've got a couple of episodes coming up that are really awesome too, and I can't wait to share those with you. I hope you are getting what you need. I'm wishing safety, kindness, peace to you, whoever you are, wherever you are. And as always, thank you for listening to Therapy Chat. Hi, welcome back to Therapy Chat. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm so excited to be speaking with my colleague and friend and my pelvic floor physical therapist, Dr. Gina Hahn. Gina, thank you so much for being my guest on Therapy Chat today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I actually remember telling you just what a soothing voice you have on your podcast. So it's great to be here and to be in this Zen space with you to have this conversation. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We've actually been talking about getting you on here for like maybe almost like
a year.
Yeah. Like, so I'm glad we're finally making it happen, because
me too.
Ever since I started doing pelvic floor physical therapy with you, I've been pretty much an evangelist about pelvic floor PT, about how beneficial it is and how important our pelvic floor is to our sense of like knowing who we are. There's so many like emotional and mental well-being aspects of pelvic floor work, but also there are just the many physical, I don't know, it's like emotional, physical, energetic, but regarding the physical therapy aspects of it, I'm really excited for you to kind of explain to everyone about pelvic floor physical therapy and even why they should know about their pelvic floors. So before we get into all of that, though, let's just start off by you telling our audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. My name is Dr. Gina Hahn. I am a board certified physical therapist, and I specialize in the pelvic floor. I am a pelvic health specialist. I love working with folks to help them become more aware and more intentional in their body. I believe that everybody has this inner doctor, if you will, or an inner healer inside of you. I think the body has a lot of wisdom, and I want to help folks tap into that. So the pelvic floor is my avenue into that. And I just really love to give people hope around kind of a very private, intimate part of their body that is clearly not functioning as well as they want it to, which is why they're coming to see me.
Yeah. And I know that we don't often, or let me say we often don't realize what could be going on with our pelvic floor that could be impacting us in, you know, a number of ways. But let's start off with just really talking about, what are we talking about when we say pelvic floor?
The pelvic floor.
Who has one? What is it?
Good. Very good. Yes. All humans have a pelvic floor. It is the group of muscles at the very base of your pelvis that surrounds your genitals, And so this part of the body is responsible for a lot of things, but the main things are bladder health, bowel health, and sexual health. So if you have any symptoms related to peeing or pooping or intimacy, pelvic floor physical therapy is a really important place for you to start. If you're not starting there, that's okay. But for you to reach out to a pelvic floor physical therapist and into your community, this group of muscles can be very tight in a lot of people. It can be very weak in some other folks. And it has a really strong relationship to breathing as well.
Intriguing to breathing. Now, I came to see you because I had hip and lower back pain. So I wasn't thinking I was having problems with peeing, pooping, or intimacy. But you have helped me. I would say you've helped me develop a very intimate understanding and relationship with parts of my body that I didn't even know were there, literally, including, you know, muscles, tiny muscles like that were actually they weren't functioning the way they were supposed to because of injury. And I had no idea.
Right. Yeah. Something that's really interesting about the body is it wants to complete the task that you are asking it to do, whether that be go on a walk or care for your child or big, like run a marathon. It wants to complete that task and it will compensate to complete that task. So pain in the low back, pain in the hips, thank you for bringing that into the conversation this early, can be related to pelvic floor dysfunction because the pelvic floor is not doing its job for whatever reason. And so now the back is doing more, or the hip is doing more, or the pelvic floor from the inside of your body is pulling on these intimate structures like your spine or your hip. And so the pain feels outside of the pelvis, but the epicenter, if you will, can be sometimes inside the pelvis. So another note here for the listeners would be if you've had kind of chronic back pain and chronic hip pain, and you are seeing an excellent physical therapist who is doing their great work with you and you love them and all of that's been a really good therapeutic relationship, and you're still not getting the results that you want, this could be a reason to look for a pelvic floor PT to collaborate with that other orthopedic physical therapist who might otherwise be treating your back and hip pain, just to get to a deeper layer and ask some different questions.
Yeah, well, I have to digress a little bit from what I was planning on asking you next, because I want to say that when I work with you, you take a really curious approach to, okay, what's happening? And where do you feel it? And what happens if I do this? And what happens if you push down with your other leg this way? Or how about if you try to balance, what do you feel in this spot when you do that? And I love that because, you know, as a therapist, I sit with many people and I hear about their experiences. And of course, I have a life and a whole bunch of people in my life and hear about their experiences. And I typically, and this is not any kind of knock on physical therapy in general, but I typically hear about, you know, my shoulder was hurting, so we worked with my shoulder, or my neck was hurting, so, you know, we found my other shoulder blade was affected or something. But you take a really like a detective approach to figuring out what's going on, and you try a lot of different things. You know, it's just the curiosity piece is, it's not like, okay, well, we're working on your left hip, so I know you said you have pain in your right toe, but we're just going to focus on your left hip. You know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you for saying that. That's such a, I received that as a big compliment. Thank you so much. And I would agree that that is how I want to approach folks. I tend to say I take this like 10,000 foot view, not only of looking at you and observing you, but also I hold a lot of space for storytelling in my office. So I want to know your story I say this verbatim to folks, you are the expert in your body. Help me understand what it is you think is going on, because I really believe that the storytelling leads me to exactly where I need to be in then my follow-up physical exam. And it just helps to put the pieces together to really take that bigger view. Have you had a surgical history? Have you had a medical trauma history? Have you had other sorts of trauma? What's changed in your exercise programming? What's changed in your family life and stress? And, you know, like I want to know all of those things so that I can, not just for me, but it's proven through research, and you know this as a mental health therapist, that we cannot separate the mind from the body. They are constantly communicating to one another. So if there is no other obvious physical injury, but your pain is spiking, then I want to help you look outside of your body and say, what else is going on in your environment? What has changed recently? So that we both can have this very real conversation around, like, well, maybe it's not in the tissue. Maybe the lowest hanging fruit here is for you to be in counseling and for you to be talking to your counselor about your pain, and we'll still work on some physical stuff. So yes, thank you for saying that. I do feel curious, and I care a lot for my clients and want to help them, again, be this, help give them that those detective tools, because that's longevity is I'm not going to be with you for forever. So I want you to have some sense of, like, what are other things that show up as pain that might not be physical injury?
Yeah. Well, I love what you said about the storytelling too, because I feel like you listen to, you know, we talk the whole time we're doing the PT. You listen, but it's like you allow space for the body to tell the story. That's sort of what it's like, the pain messages and the numbness and the, you know, the places where there is sensation, the places where there isn't sensation. What does it feel like? I remember one time we were doing something and you were like, you asked me to balance. I was just trying to do a really good job, but, but I was off balance. And you were like, oh, your body doesn't like that when you do that on that side. And I just was so focused on trying to do it really well and show you what I could do. And, you know, you were just seeing that I was getting, like, my mind was like scrambled because my vestibular system was not like aligned the way it needed to be for me to feel oriented. And I was just like trying to do this balance posture, you know? So,
and then I probably tuned you into, like, pay attention to your foot on the floor and, like, stand firm there, you know, like, bring your mind's eye to this place.
Yes. And also, like, and what are you noticing while you do this? So it was sort of like, for those who've done somatic psychotherapy, it's very similar in the way that we invite the person to tune into their experience. You know, you could just say, like, there can be a very, like, mechanical way of doing physical therapy. Manipulate this, do that, see what happens. And that's a totally appropriate thing. But the way you're doing it is like you're listening to the whole experience and having space for the patient to be able to pay attention internally to what's happening. I mean, I've talked to clients who've had, I mean, I think it's pretty common to have a physical therapy experience where you go in, you know, the therapist is working with four or five different people at once, just kind of, here, you do this 10 times and I'll come back and check on you. And then they go to the next person. And that's a way that it can be. But
yeah, that's not fair to anyone. That's not fair to the therapist. And that's not fair to the client.
So it's not really a good way.
And it's unfortunate.
For it to be.
It is a model, because that's the health insurance model. And I actually am in a health insurance model, and I have 45 minutes with clients, and I love to shout that from the rooftops. You know, could I use more time? I could, but I'll take 45 minutes over 30 minutes or even 15 minutes in some other clinics that just are doing what they can to survive because of insurance reimbursement. But it does end up being way less personable, way less time for anybody to feel curious. There's no time for curiosity. There's no time for detective work. Here's the sort of standardized care. And yeah, it lends itself to some of the population gets really good care from that. But yes, that is not the model that I work in. And yes.
Ever feel like you're too busy to eat healthy? Meal kits from Sunbasket are the perfect solution. We love Sunbasket recipes we receive, like salmon farro bowls with spinach and green goddess dressing. Tonight, we're having shrimp tikka masala. Sunbasket is convenient. Everything is pre-measured, pre-portioned, and easy to prepare. Plus, Sunbasket meals are dietitian approved, so you can feel confident that you're putting a healthy and delicious meal on the table. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home. Try it for 4 weeks and see how Sunbasket can change the way you feel. It's easy to customize recipes to meet your exact needs. Sunbasket empowers you to eat your best your way. They even have pre-made meals, delicious single-serving meals that are ready to eat in less than 5 minutes with zero prep or mess. Go to sunbasket.com/therapychat today to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries. That's sunbasket.com/therapychat to save $120 across your first 4 deliveries, plus free shipping on your first order.
You know what I don't miss at all? That vicious week before my period when I felt like crawling out of my skin. Skin that was breaking out, cravings, ugh. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. EstroControl is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way EstroControl eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, breaking out, getting cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. EstroControl is made specifically for women who are premenopausal, so it's perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
Therapist. We've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
Well, I think that the body is, you can be rough with it or you can be gentle with it. And when you're slow and gentle and curious, the body says it's safe to express here. And when you're just kind of like moving through a series of, you know, kind of disembodied experiences, the body says, okay, like you said, it'll override and compensate and do whatever. I'm not saying that, again, people can't find relief from symptoms that way. But in my experience working with you, the work that we've done really had a big shift in my sense of personal empowerment. And that was not what I went there because of, like, back pain and hip pain, not because I was looking to feel more of a sense of empowerment. But it was a really great effect. And it was, you know, my pelvic floor coming back online to where it would have been if not for the interruption of whatever it was supposed to be doing through experiences.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
are one of the people who, when we are together, this is why I wanted to be on your podcast. When we are together, we have this exchange. Like, I totally fangirl on what you do and the trauma-informed therapy, and I learn from you and I feel sensitive to other people's trauma. And I feel like you've learned from me, as you just mentioned, what it means to like have even more awareness and intention and acknowledgement of different parts of you and also like a whole of you.
Mm. It's been really wonderful. And, you know, we're still at it. So I'm continuing to learn about myself. So as we're talking about all of this sort of abstractly, let's bring into the conversation, let's start with, what does pelvic floor physical therapy look like? Because when I have mentioned it to people, I think there are a variety of ideas that people have about pelvic floor physical therapy if they've ever heard about it at all. They might say, oh, I do my Kegels.
So I want to walk you through maybe what to expect if you come to see me. So I am an internal pelvic floor physical therapist. There are external pelvic floor physical therapists. So when you come to my office for the very first time, we have a conversation. You're going to fill out paperwork. I'm going to allow you to storytell as we just discussed. Then I take you through a movement assessment, all with your clothes on. I want to watch how you touch your toes. I want to watch how you backbend. How do you twist? What does it look like side to side? What does it feel like to you? I want to look at your spine, your pelvis, your hips. I ask you to do squats. I ask you to do lunges. I ask you to balance on one foot, as Laura was describing. So I want to see function. I want to see how do you move in space. Then, and I say this verbatim to all my clients, if an internal assessment is warranted, I walk people through what that is and they can say yes or no. Let's say the person says yes. An internal assessment is done similarly to a doctor's office. If you're in a female body, it's similar to a gynecologist's office where I set up the table, you put a sheet over your lap, you're undressed from the waist down, I come back in, and we look together with a hand mirror. I want you to see what your genitalia looks like, and we're going to do a sensory test around the skin. I'm going to palpate on the external genitalia and your inner thigh. I'm looking for pain or, again, asymmetry and muscle tone side to side. And then with the person's permission, I do a one-digit exam. I do not have a speculum in my office. And I'm assessing for whatever it is that the person's coming for. But let's just do a general pain points around the vaginal opening. I can assess deep pelvic floor muscles from the vaginal canal. If you're somebody who does not have a vagina, I can do this rectally. So I go through the sequence of sort of what am I looking for, pain points. And then I also want to feel for the strength of your Kegel or pelvic floor contraction. Do you know how to use these muscles? How strong are they? Do they have endurance? And then most importantly, can you relax out of that Kegel, out of that pelvic floor contraction? So all in all, that internal piece takes about 5 minutes or less, whereas the rest of the time is really spent with your clothes on and doing more big assessments of like your spine, pelvis, hips. And then in future sessions, depending on what we find, depending on what you're coming for, you might spend more time with internal work if that's appropriate for the symptoms you're presenting with. Or we might spend very little time or none at all with internal work. But that assessment of what's going on internally does give me more information to, again, put your whole story together.
And then what do the actual physical therapy exercises look like?
So it can be a big range. I always start with breath. So the diaphragm is this big umbrella muscle just under the lungs. And the pelvic floor is this smaller upside down umbrella down in your pelvis. So there's kind of this system, this piston system, with the top being the diaphragm, the bottom being the pelvic floor. Naturally, meaning in a functional body, as we breathe in, the diaphragm should go downward and the pelvic floor should also move downward. As we exhale, the diaphragm should recoil or lift and the pelvic floor should recoil or lift. So just as a function of reprogramming, if that is not currently functional in your body, if you breathe really high and vertically in your chest, I'm going to bring your system down into the diaphragm. So this is one way that I think about down regulating the system. The pelvic floor might be high and tight all the time. You might have some clenching behavior. That's more often what I find than somebody who just needs and would only benefit from Kegels. That is really a misnomer. So breath is a big place of where we start. I want to get you in different postures and breathing kind of in a 360-degree way into your belly and your ribs and your back. From there, it can look like a workout. We can do squats, we can do deadlifts, we can do lunges. I often have folks doing a graduated series of core work that might start on your back and feel similar to a Pilates class or a group fitness class, anything that you might have experience with there. But strength in the body, and especially around your core and your pelvis and your hips, is very helpful for pelvic floor function.
What about kettlebells?
I love kettlebells. So I have a certification as a kettlebell coach. I got my RKC1 in 2016, and I love it, love it, love it. I like kettlebells for a lot of reasons. One is you can keep it close to the body, different from a barbell and different from a dumbbell. It can be really great for a lot of things for the shoulder, and the shoulder has our arms really, when we're doing pulling and pushing exercises, really utilize the core and the trunk, or rather the core and front need to stabilize in order to do a lot of pushing and pulling. So I like the kettlebell because it's something folks can buy for their home. It's pretty versatile and it lends itself to a lot of athleticism, not just like bodybuilding type strength training. Yeah, I love kettlebells. Thank you for asking me about them.
I think, you know, it isn't what I would have expected. And all of the things that people talk about when they talk about PT are not the kinds of things that we do in your PT. And I really like that. Not to say that those other things aren't good for other things, but it's not boring. It's, you know, it does feel like a workout, but it's also like, we're just chatting, you know, it's just cool. And I feel like I leave knowing myself in a different way when we're done every time.
Oh, those are music to my ears. I love that. And so like when you find a pelvic floor physical therapist, kind of like finding a mental health therapist, like it's okay to have more than one experience if you're not feeling this great aha moment with your therapist, like try somebody else on for size. I might not even be for everyone, the style that we're talking about right now that we both love, but this might not jive with everybody, you know? So it's okay if you want the more mechanical orthopedic style, that's great. A lot of folks get better with that. So like, don't be afraid to sort of like shop around a little bit to find a pelvic floor physical therapist that fits your needs.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one thing I wanted people to get from this conversation is to know that there are a lot of different ways that this can look, and that physical therapy can look, that healing can look, that somatic work can look, and strength training can look. And I think that I feel like I've had such a unique experience working with you, but I know that, you know, the way that you work, there are others who work this way too. And just to know that possibility exists, I think is really helpful for people. So before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you about what would be some symptoms that would let someone know that they could benefit from pelvic floor PT?
Great question. The obvious one is if you've just had a baby, please go to a pelvic floor PT and just get assessed. Sometimes you only need two or three sessions, or one. Sometimes you need more, but I hope that becomes standard care in the U.S. here shortly. If you have bladder symptoms, if you feel like you're running to the bathroom every hour, if when you go to the bathroom, you don't really feel like you're fully emptying your bladder, if you have incontinence, if you're leaking at any time with a cough, a sneeze, a urgency to run to the bathroom, incontinence even right after you pee because you stand up and dribble a little bit into your underwear, all of that, bowel health. Again, not feeling fully empty in your bowels. Constipation. I see a lot of folks with IBS, and some of that is the chicken or the egg. Is it this really tight, tense pelvic floor that is the problem? Or is that a symptom of the IBS? Either way, the tightness in the pelvic floor should be and can be addressed. Sexual health, so pain with sex, inability to orgasm, decreased libido. I can certainly offer a lot of resources around that. I think sexual health is so important. It's something that it's a place that I see myself heading towards in my own practice and career and interests. Back pain, hip pain, which we already mentioned. So things outside of the pelvis, but that might be related. If you've fallen on your tailbone, if you have pain with sitting, yeah, those are kind of the major ones that are sticking out right now.
Okay, I got one for you. Hammer okay. toe.
For you.
No, not me. But I've heard people say that if people have a hammer toe, you know, where their toe curls up, that it's related to overly tight pelvic floor.
I certainly have folks barefoot all the time, and there are these really strong, I think of it as just stability and like having a foundation. So if your feet are not flat, or if your feet are rarely touching the ground, meaning they're always in a shoe, that can create an instability or a lack of sense of stability all the way up to the pelvis, because the pelvis is the next kind of like major stable place. So the foot and the ankle and then the pelvis are kind of these links. And then we have the knee and the hip in between that should be pretty mobile. So that's why I assess balance for folks. But I don't know specifically any research on hammer toe and pelvic floor. What I can hypothesize is something about maybe the nerve passing through the pelvic floor, and if it's entrapped in the pelvic floor somewhere, that, you know, that can lend itself to some funky things going on at the foot.
Well, sorry, I threw that one in there, but I think it
that's
was
okay.
A,
keeping me on my toes. There you
hey,
go.
It was an integrative yoga person who told me that. So I don't know where they got that from, but you know,
I mean,
I'm not saying
the
they're
body
wrong,
is
but
connected. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, of course, Gina, for coming here and talking about this. I'm so glad to finally get to share a tiny sliver of your wisdom with our audience. And so if people wanted to get in touch with you to learn more, how would be the best way to do that?
So I am with a group called FX. That's the letter F and the letter X. FX Physical Therapy. We have many locations. I am in the Annapolis location. And we accept all major insurances, which is pretty cool. So that's a great place to literally come work with me if that's what you're looking for. I have an Instagram handle called Perform and then the letter X and then the word therapy, Perform X Therapy. So those are the ways that you can get in touch with me. And I welcome your messages. Yes, I'm here to help. I love to offer resources. I'm sort of the resource and referral queen. So I like to refer to mental health therapy and sex coaches and you name it, functional medicine, all of the folks. I think that a collaborative approach is very important.
Yes. I'm so grateful for you and how you have helped my pelvic floor and enriched my life in so many ways. So thank you so much,
Laura,
again for being my guest today.
You're welcome.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Thank you for listening to Therapy Chat with your host, Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more information, please visit therapychatpodcast.com.